Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Stephen A. Smith, who has the Patriots now top three in his power rankings. That is where the Patriots are sitting, 3-4 in a lot of the national power rankings, CBS, ESPN, the Stephen A. power ranking, etc. Becoming very difficult to put this team anywhere else. We're hearing it all over the place, except one place, Vegas. Now, their odds have gotten better, but they have not leapfrogged any of the teams that were ahead of them. They are still 11th, in Super Bowl odds. And I'm still baffled by that, but we'll get to that in just a minute. What I'd like to open with is, here we are, 11 weeks into this season. As Stephen A. just told you, this team could very well be a 13 or more win team with their remaining schedule containing the Bengals, who are going to be without Ja'Marr Chase, and Trey Hendrickson, and Joe Burrow. All of them are going to be absent. It's, you know, not that they're that great to begin with. The New York football Giants, who are all banged up. You do have two good teams coming up after that, but then you have the Jets and you have the Dolphins again. Both of those teams are pretty lousy, and both of those teams should be dinner for you if you're really what you appear to be. Down the stretch here, games that you need to win if you want to secure home field, if you want to secure a bye, if you want to, et cetera. I mean, these type of things, assuming that they stay healthy, this is where you're at. So at 9-2, best record in the league, tied with the Denver Broncos. I was thinking about what, at this point, would constitute a disappointing end to the season. What would be disappointing? And this isn't the same as Andy Hart saying, how could this be a really bad end of the season? Of course, any sort of catastrophic injury would be very, very bad. But this team has already more than doubled its win total from last year, from the last 2 years. It's won more games this year than they have in the last two combined. And with that comes a substantial boost in expectations. There was a point where just winning 7 or 8 games would have been plenty for me. I would have thought, that is a successful season. That's fine. That's what I was sort of looking at here. With that being the over-under, I took the under. Didn't bet a lot on it, thank God. And that's sort of where I was at. I thought if they did better than that, that would be considered a pretty big accomplishment. And now, at 9-2, a record only shared by one other team, what's a disappointing end of the season now? Because we've blown way past my idiot prediction. All right, I was way off. So where are we? Where are the optimistic Patriots fans? And if you want to do a victory lap, go ahead and do it. I'll leave the phone lines open for you. 617-779-7937. You want to tell me how dumb I am? Go ahead. I'm not going to argue with you, okay? I'm just not. But I want to hear now, what is the threshold? What's the threshold for this being a disappointing year? Because I think at 9-2, the standards have changed to a point where, okay, is a wild card loss a disappointing end of the season? I think being a wild card team is a disappointing end to this season. If you're playing in the wild card round at all, that's a bit of a mini disappointment right there. So, yeah, losing in the wild card round would be incredibly disappointing. Missing the playoffs would be a catastrophe at this point. You want to talk about what could possibly go wrong? Missing the playoffs here would be an absolute Chernobyl meltdown, all right? 3 Mile Island if you miss the playoffs. I think that is basically impossible. Basically impossible. Nothing's 100% impossible, but come on. If that were to happen, that's a code red, amber alert. So what is it? The wild card? Meh. Losing in the division round. Disappointed. That's a first round loss, assuming you're not a wild card team. If you're a wild card team, that's already a bit of a disappointment. So yeah, losing in the division round, you say, well, you shouldn't have been a wild card team. Losing in the division round, if you are a one or a two, if you have the bye, well, that's a first round loss. That's not great for a team that was 9-2.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This team has officially graduated to the point where it's AFC championship or bust, I think. Right? I mean, is that a crazy way to pin it? And I'm not trying to set this up so I can say if they don't make it that far, oh, see, they suck. That's not the point here. I want them to go as far as they possibly can. It's better for business if the team's good and goes to the Super Bowl. Come on. That's 100% the case. But that's sort of where we're at now. At 9-2, that's where we're at. Wild card, disappointment. Division round, first round exit. That's disappointing. You know, like that's where you are. That's where I want this team to be. That's where I've been begging this team to get back to. Those type of expectations. And those are lofty expectations, admittedly. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's 100%. Well, yeah, you know, it's spoiled. It's spoiled New England fandom. But this is where we sit. When there's a good team here, when there's a team that looks like it has the potential to win 13 games minimum. I mean, that's kind of where we're at minimum here. 13, all right, let's say 12. Let's call it an even 12. 12-5, potentially the best record in the AFC, potentially the best record in the NFL. Well, sure, certain expectations come along with that, and they should. And I'm still a little put off by Vegas. I just am. I'm still put off by this. Here's who the Patriots are behind. And there was some movement. Their odds did get better, okay? But they're still down behind all these other teams. Here's who, and there was some movement up front as well. Kansas City Chiefs have been the leaders for a long time. They have dropped. The odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl right now are the Eagles at plus 500. After that are the Rams at plus 550. Two NFC teams, top two. Buffalo, plus 850. The Colts, plus 950. The Chiefs, plus 1,000. And that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Detroit, plus 1,100. Despite that ugly loss, the Seahawks, ugly loss, plus 1,200. Baltimore, who won, moves up there, plus 1,300. Denver, plus 1,400. The Packers, who scraped by the Giants at plus 1,500. And then there's your Patriots, 11th on the list. At plus 1,900, then there's a considerable drop-off down to the Bucks and the Niners and the Chargers and the Bears and the Jags and the Texans and so forth. A lot of movement down there, too. Teams have moved around there, too, for sure. But that's where they are. Still at 11. And that's weird. That's weird to me. Because we're not, we've blown past, like, nice little story. Oh, wow, look at this comeback. Look at the resurgence this year. What a nice story this is. We're way beyond nice story. We're way beyond wild card sleeper team, I think. At 9-2, yeah, you're not a wild card sleeper team. You don't. That's not what you are. You're a team that, despite what they're saying here, Vegas may not be sold yet, but you know who is? The national media. They've got you in the top three. And not just Stephen A. Smith. It's everywhere. Because that's more beholden to the standings. And also more of a snapshot of what they think about the teams right now. The Super Bowl odds are more of a future prediction as opposed to, okay, here we are at week 11. Who are the best teams? You can't deny that the Patriots are one of the best teams now. But what about them still has the market frozen, still has people doubting them, still has bettors and odds makers saying, I don't know, I haven't seen enough yet. I thought after the Tampa game that this conversation would largely be over. I thought that would sort of tip the scales. Maybe it'll take a win over Buffalo and a win over Baltimore. You beat those two teams, they have to move up then, right? Two wins over Buffalo, you're going to have to move past them. You beat them and Baltimore in back-to-back weeks. How does that not tip the scales a little bit? But then again, I thought the same thing about that Tampa game, and it didn't do jack. I mean, really, it didn't. I think the odds moved more after they beat the Jets, which, you know, short week, I get it. That's fine. But I'm still very put off by the fact that they are not getting that same kind of love. I don't know if it has to do with DVOA, Ted's precious DVOA there, and Aaron Schatz, which I listen, whenever that sort of thing helps frame my argument, I'm happy to use it. But whenever I have to go in any kind of depth about what it actually means, I am lost at sea, boy. I have no idea what the hell that stuff's all about. I just don't. I've had it explained to me, just like I've had basic physics explained to me, and I just don't get it. Like, I don't understand how when I'm driving in my car and I throw my hat in the air, why the hat doesn't go in the back seat. People have explained it to me, but I don't get it. I just don't get it. Same thing with this, like DVOA. It's basically quantum physics. Or in this case, very basic physics that any person who knows anything about science probably figured out in like 10 minutes. But that's just where I am when it comes to most advanced stats in most sports. Like I kind of got tapped out at OPS, you know, like adding the on base percentage and the slugging percentage is like, okay, oh man, that's a lot of adding here, but I think I can handle this. That's it. I mean, you go any further than that, ERA, forget it. No, actually, ERA I can handle. But you know what I mean. When we get into those type of discussions, I do tend to shy away. My eyes glaze over. I can't handle it. But there's no denying that this metric, which is a well-respected metric all across the internet and in NFL scouting circles and, you know, the organizations and all of that, DVOA is something that people take seriously. And the Patriots, despite being 9-2, still have a negative DVOA, which is wild. It makes me question the way the whole thing's calculated. You mean to tell me some of these teams ahead of them make better plays than the Patriots? Like, in every situation to the point where the Patriots are actually negative in that regard? I don't understand that. I don't. But that's the only explanation I've heard. It's really one of the only ones that makes any sense. Well, their DVOA is negative. That's why Vegas is so hesitant to buy in on them and bump them up past, you know, the Ravens and the Colts and these other teams in the AFC or in the NFC or wherever it is. They still have more to prove, I guess. And in a way, I kind of understand that. In a way, I kind of understand it. You don't necessarily win over hearts and minds by beating up on, you know, lousy teams and pumping up your record on teams that are at the bottom of the league. I understand that. That's generally not how that goes, especially if you're a team like the Patriots, who, you know, there's a lot of people just not ready for the Patriots to be back, not ready for the Patriots to be a thing again. Like, they were really enjoying those years of misery that we all went through. They were really kind of, yeah, this is great. There's your karma there for all those years of Brady and Belichick. You know that exists, and I'm not just talking about other fan bases. I'm talking about everywhere. Like, that was a pretty obnoxious 20 years we all enjoyed. You know? Like, it was just every single year, there they were, winning 12 games again. And it looks like they're on pace to do that again. And this is different from the Mac Jones year. I think everybody understands that. That Mac Jones, Bill Belichick year, while it was happening, everybody was like, whoa, how about this? Bill still got his fastball, and this kid, you know, he's not putting up big numbers, but, you know, he'll eventually become something because he's got the greatest coach in the world and blah, 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 all that, you know, it was 2021. That's what we were all saying. And this feels much, much different from that. It does. This feels like a revolution happening right in front of our eyes. You know, no pun intended with the Patriots, but that is what it feels like. Speaking of revolution, I was watching that Ken Burns documentary. Awesome. Awesome. A lot of good stuff to watch on TV these days.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.